Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Here is Stephanie Hart. She's the owner of Brown Sugar Bakery. Stephanie, it's John Williams, and you're on WGN. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Where are you located?
I'm located at 328 East 75th Street on the south side of Chicago.
That's caramel cake country, isn't it?
It's caramel cake, ground central. Everything's going down caramel.
This is just what a latecomer I am to that kind of cooking. I only a few years ago discovered that is a real, I think it's the southern part of the United States. It's also the south part of Chicago delicacy, caramel cakes, right?
It is. It's a little bit of a secret, and it's not a cake, that's popular all over the country. But Chicago, you can't be a bakery without a caramel cake.
I'm telling you. And then now that I've sampled them, I'm like, oh, that's the only place I want to go. So
yay!
So Kamala Harris came to town last week, the Vice President of the United States, and visited your store. Is that right?
She did visit the store. I am just so thankful that the story she told my folks was that she asked a friend of, you know, a business that she might stop at, and she was told this one. I wasn't here at all. I got a text at 3:01 that said the Secret Service is sweeping the bakery because the vice president wants a piece of cake. Hopped in my car, burnt a lot of rubber, got to the Dan Ryan because I was at the Cupid Factory. And I was stopped at the Dan Ryan. Of course, they had the whole area locked down. So,
well, can't you show them your driver's?
And she was gone at 3:20.
You should show them your driver's license and go, it's my bakery. I need to get on the Dan Ryan. You should have told them
that. You know, I'm going to tell you, I thought about that, but the guys that were at the Dan Ryan looked like they weren't going to be having any conversations.
Yeah.
So I just said I missed this one. Boy. But I was happy for my staff. I was happy for 75th Street and all the other businesses. It sends a clear message that, some boundaries are being crossed. We got a border in our neighborhood that's been around us where many people right inside of Chicago don't cross over this boundary, don't cross over that boundary. And having the Vice President of the United States of America come to 75th Street, it was like, you know, wow, now so many different people showed up over the weekend, people from Naperville, people from Highland Park.
Nice.
So that's really great for the entire business district at 75th Street.
Can somebody order one online? Do you do deliveries that way?
Oh, my goodness. So online ordering and our national shipping. Last week, I started the day out very happy because I haven't officially announced that we ship yet, but we've been doing it. Last week, Monday, I came in and I celebrated 9 orders. This week, I came in and I'm celebrating 102 orders.
Well, that really does say something about the coattails of a politician and maybe people's desire to, like you said, cross the border. Let's reach out, and if I'm not in the neighborhood, I at least patronize that neighborhood. That's a good thing.
Yeah, and we try to sell really good products. I'm excited about the folks that did order from across the country. I'm excited for them to experience this cake because we make that cake that we ship with the exact same amount of love you experience when you try a caramel cake.
I hope
they have the exact same reaction that you had.
Well, that's it. I want the vice president cake. I don't want the ordinary cake. I want the vice president caramel cake.
So that's the German chocolate cake. That's her favorite cake, and she got German chocolate cake and was happy that we make it with dark chocolate cake, which we do. We do a little twist on German chocolate. And coming up, I've been playing with German chocolate in my head all week, and I think I have a way to make a twist on German chocolate that I can completely call the Kamala cake, the Kamala cake. Yeah.
Well, so that's all good, but it didn't. What was the downside of all of this, Stephanie?
Well, it's unfortunate, and I don't want to. You know, everyone has an opinion, and you know, I believe in the right for people to speak their mind. Unfortunately, speaking your mind should be in your house, and you can get a journal book and journal all these hatred feelings you have. But, you know, some folks decided to reach out and share that by making prank phone calls last week. And the emails, you know, where, you know, people want to, you know, say that, you know, we're, you know, bad things about the bakery for servicing, you know, a guest. And our thing is here at Brown Sugar Bakery, it doesn't really matter who comes here. Our job is to sell and service them with cake, help them make a sweet memory. So, yeah, those folks that are a little grumpy probably just need an extra shot of chocolate or caramel, and it'll be all right. But, yeah, there was some nasty folks came out the woodwork, you know, and including some in the media. I was very disappointed to wake up to, you know, friends texting me links to articles all the way from the UK. I mean, wow.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Is this, I don't know why people would be upset that Kamala Harris bought a cake at your bakery unless they don't like Democrats, or is it people who are political and don't like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris?
No, basically they're people that come across as wanting her to do a better job with regard to they pitted her stop here for all of 10 minutes to she should be concentrating on the border crisis, right?
Oh, I did see that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so isn't that amazing? And literally the Daily Mail in the UK wrote about it as well, that, you know, it's a problem that she got a piece of cake in her day. And it's also, it goes to minimize why she was really here. And why she was really here is big. And I'm very proud that Chicago is leading the nation in vaccine diversity, making sure that everybody who is eligible in every neighborhood has access to the vaccine. And for me, being in the restaurant industry, that's so important, because you know as well as I do, I'm in a business where, yes, we can make it with people coming to the front door, but there are businesses and my friends that are suffering because their tables are empty because, you know, they don't have room to social distance. So we need to get vaccinated so we can get our economy going, and so that people can get back in restaurants and in stores and shopping malls immediately. It's gone on a long time, and it's affecting a lot of people. So vaccination is why she was here. I can't say that it was just my cake, but I'm surely glad that she stopped and got a piece.
I forget who the politician was, but they were being criticized for something like this. They were doing one thing when people felt they should be doing something else. And I think it was Amy Klobuchar in Minnesota when they were actually talking about impeaching Donald Trump at the same time that we're trying to fight the pandemic. And she said, you know what? We can do both. And that's not even about Donald Trump and impeachment. The point is, you can multitask. You can be concerned appropriately about the crisis at the border, and it is that. But you can also have a piece of cake. We're large-brained creatures. We can do both, for crying out loud.
I think we can walk and chew gum, that's for sure.
A little bit of that.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to buy some cake and some stuff. What's the website, or how do I do all of this, Stephanie?
It's brownsugarbakerychicago.com, and I really appreciate you showing us love this morning. Thank you so much.
brownsugarbakerychicago.com. All right, Stephanie, stay in touch. Hopefully some of my listeners right now are going to place some orders, and 75th Street in that neighborhood will continue to prosper.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.